16, Alabama's Sons and Daughters. Chapter Preview, Terms, Convict Leasing, Provost, Cabinet, Paraplegic, Prosecutor, Entrepreneur, Profession, Arthritis, Sociobiology, Record. Many outstanding people have lived in Alabama. They have done heroic things, brilliant things, and kind things. Some of these people lived during very hard times, but they did not let hardships stop them. We are proud of the past and present people of Alabama. They have worked to make Alabama and the world better places. Some of the men and women here may belong in more than one section. For instance, Julia Tutwiler was an educator, a social worker, and a writer. You read about some of these people earlier in your textbook. Many of Alabama's distinguished members of the military were covered in other chapters. There is more information throughout your textbook on Alabama's sons and daughters. Chapter 16, Section 1, Political Leaders, Lawmakers, and Jurists. As you read, look for the governor who received the most votes ever, two people who tried to end convict leasing, the first female national security advisor, the governor who supported segregation, who served 35 years as a U.S. Supreme Court justice, terms, convict leasing, provost, cabinet, paraplegic, prosecutor. Alabama has a rich past and present of distinguished political leaders, lawmakers, and jurists. These men and women are well known and respected for their knowledge and skills. They come from all areas of the state and from different backgrounds. Jurists are people such as judges who are skilled in the law. Judges are very important to our state and nation. We will first take a brief look at some of these important figures. Then there will be a list of other key people that your teacher may want you to research. Political leaders. James Elisha Folsom was elected governor twice. He served from 1947 to 1951 and again from 1955 to 1959. He was born in 1908 in Coffee County and moved to Cullman as a young man. Big Jim, he was 6 feet 8 inches tall, made friends with the common people in the state. Folsom said that he learned to know the folks. He found out what they liked and did not like about state government. In the 1946 election, Folsom received more votes than anyone who had ever run for governor of Alabama. Governor Folsom's many achievements included the paving of over 3,000 miles of rural roads. He also increased the school term to 9 months and had over 300 new schools built. The governor raised teachers' salaries and increased old age pensions. Patty Ruffner Jacobs was born in 1875. She moved to Birmingham when she was training to become a teacher. Jacobs was deeply interested in improving the lives of people. She lived in a time when women rarely gave speeches or had any public role, but she became active in politics to fight for the causes she believed in. In Birmingham, Jacobs led a women's suffrage group, the Alabama Equal Suffrage Association. She went to Washington, D.C., to lobby the U.S. Congress for an amendment to the U.S. Constitution. In 1920, the 19th Amendment gave women the right to vote. Jacobs was the first woman to represent the Alabama Democratic Party on a national committee. After her success with women's suffrage, Jacobs worked to abolish child labor and convict leasing. Convict leasing was the practice of selling prisoners' labor to a factory or mine owner. The convict laborers were often treated very badly. Thomas Irby Kilby was born in 1865 at the end of the Civil War. He moved to Alabama as a young man and was successful in business. Kilby also served in many public offices, including mayor and state senator. He was elected governor in 1919. Kilby's tax plan helped pay the state's debts and doubled funding for education. With the increase in revenue from taxes, the state built a new prison. It included a dairy, a hog farm, and a spinning mill. The prisoners learned job skills by working at these farms and the mill. Governor Kilby insisted on better living conditions for prisoners. He also pushed to end convict leasing. Condoleezza Rice was born in 1954 in Birmingham. She trained to become a concert pianist. Rice entered the University of Denver at age 15 and became very interested in foreign policy. She earned her doctorate, PhD degree, and became a professor at Stanford University. At age 38, she became the university's youngest provost, the chief officer of a college. In 2001, Rice joined President George W. Bush's staff as National Security Advisor. Rice is the first woman to fill this key government post. In President Bush's second term, he appointed her U.S. Secretary of State. This is a very important position in the president's cabinet. The cabinet is the president's highest level of advisors. Her job was to meet with leaders of foreign countries. She then worked with the president to solve problems. George Corley Wallace is remembered as the four-term governor. He was born in 1919 in Clio. He grew up on a farm and played guitar for square dances. Wallace played high school football and boxed. At age 16, he was appointed to be a page, a youth who runs errands, in the Alabama Senate. Wallace was Assistant Attorney General in 1946. He then served 6 years representing Barber County in the State House of Representatives. In 1952, he was elected Circuit Judge of Barber and Bullock Counties. He was called the Fighting Judge. When George Wallace was inaugurated as Alabama's 48th governor in January 1963, he said, quote, "I draw the line in the dust and toss the gauntlet before the feet of tyranny, and I say, segregation now, segregation tomorrow, segregation forever," end quote. While he was in the legislature, a Wallace bill established trade schools in the state. As governor, he began the state's junior college system. His efforts raised $100 million for building and improving roads and bridges. Under Wallace, free textbooks were made available to every public school student. In 1964, Governor Wallace entered the presidential primaries in three states, but later withdrew. In the presidential election of 1968, Wallace won the electoral votes of five southern states. Wallace was re-elected governor in 1970, but he continued to seek the office of U.S. president. He was shot while campaigning in Maryland in 1972. The injuries the governor received left him a paraplegic, paralyzed in both legs. In 1974, George C. Wallace became the first governor in Alabama's history to be elected to three terms. After serving this term, he was replaced. But Wallace returned to the office 4 years later to serve a fourth term as governor. Lurleen Burns Wallace, the wife of George C. Wallace, became the first female governor of Alabama in 1967. One of her campaign slogans was, "Vote for Lurleen, but let George do it." One of Mrs. Wallace's main interests was improving care for the mentally ill. Governor Lurleen Wallace died of cancer in 1968 at the age of 41. She was only in office for 16 months. Lawmakers. The Bankheads were three members of a family from Jasper who served in the United States Congress. John Hollis Bankhead Sr. was a member of the U.S. House of Representatives and the Senate from 1886 until his death in 1920. He authored the Federal Highway Act of 1916. That act was the beginning of the interstate highway system. Bankhead's first son, John Jr., was a lawyer in Jasper and Birmingham. He became a U.S. Senator in 1931. Bankhead's second son, William Brockman Bankhead, served in the U.S. House of Representatives from 1917 to 1940. He was the only Alabamian ever elected Speaker of the House. Tom Bevel was born in 1921 in Townley. In 1966, he was elected to the U.S. House of Representatives. Bevel served there for 30 years, longer than any other Alabamian in history. He led the drive to build the 10 Tom Waterway and Interstate I-22 Corridor X. He was honored in the 2010 Alabama Men's Hall of Fame. J. Lister Hill was born in Montgomery in 1894. He attended the University of Alabama at age 16 and graduated with a law degree. Hill was elected to the U.S. Congress in 1923. He served as chairman of the House Committee on Military Affairs. Then, in 1938, Hill was elected as a U.S. Senator for Alabama. A Democrat, he served over five terms in the U.S. Senate. Senator Hill introduced bills on public health that became landmark laws. There are hospitals all over the country that were built with funds from the Hill-Burton Act. The Hill-Harris Act gave help to build hospitals for people who were mentally challenged or mentally ill. Hill also sponsored the TVA Act, the Rural Telephone Act, the Rural Housing Act, the Vocational Education Act, and the National Defense Education Act. John J. Sparkman was born near Hartselle and graduated from the University of Alabama. He practiced law in Huntsville from 1925 to 1936 when he was elected to Congress. When World War II began, Sparkman encouraged the U.S. Army to locate a chemical munitions plant near Huntsville. It was named Redstone Arsenal. Later that year, the Army built the Redstone Ordnance Plant nearby. Sparkman fought for the two plants and their employees throughout the war. He played a vital role later in moving all missile and rocket research to Redstone. The Arsenal honored the senator by naming an office complex the John J. Sparkman Center. Senator Sparkman wrote three of the main laws that benefit military service people and veterans. He wrote the GI Bill of Rights, the Korean Veterans Act, and the Soldiers and Sailors Relief Act. Maybe someone in your family has benefited from one of these acts. Jurist. Oscar W. Adams, Jr. was born in 1925 in Birmingham. He was the first black Alabama Supreme Court justice. In 1982, he became the first black person elected to statewide office in Alabama. Judge Adams was a graduate of Talladega College and earned a law degree from Howard University. His law firm represented Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. during the Civil Rights Movement. Hugo L. Black was born in 1886 in a log cabin in Harlan, Alabama. He graduated from law school at age 20. Not many people hired the new lawyer because he was so young. He moved to Birmingham and served as city judge and county prosecutor. A prosecutor is a person who presents a legal case against the accused. Black was a member of the Ku Klux Klan for a short time in 1926. The Klan helped him get elected to the U.S. Senate. Black was appointed to the U.S. Supreme Court in 1937. When people learned he had been a member of the KKK, they wanted him to leave the court. Justice Black refused. He served on the court for 35 years. His work showed that he had no prejudice against any race or religion. Howell T. Heflin was born in 1921 and served in the Marine Corps in World War II. He was Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court from 1971 to 1977. Heflin modernized the state's judicial system and supported civil rights for blacks. He was a U.S. Senator for Alabama from 1971 to 1997. More political leaders and lawmakers of note. Albert P. Brewer, Governor, 1968 to 1971. Jeremiah Denton, Jr., U.S. Senator, 1981 to 1987. John Tyler Morgan, U.S. Senator, 1876 to 1907. Bob Riley, Governor, 2003 to 2011. Jeff Sessions, U.S. Senator, 1996 and continuing. Richard C. Selby, U.S. Senator, 1986 and continuing. Think it through. 1. Why do you think Governor Big Jim Folsom got so many votes? 2. While in office, Governor Kilby was unable to end the practice of convict leasing. Can you think of something that you tried to do but failed? Is there a reason to keep trying? 3. Who was the only Alabamian elected Speaker of the United States House of Representatives? 4. Why do you think Patty Ruffner Jacobs was against child labor and convict leasing? Do the two issues have anything in common?